Residents of Tema communities 4, 7, 8 and 9 are asking the National Identification Authority to extend the period for collecting the identification cards. The deadline is on Saturday, but a reporter at the Tema Joint Collection Point, Gloria Anderson, reports that hundreds of people are waiting in a queue. However, there is only one NIA official at the point. She says due to this, people are cutting corners and this is getting the people more agitated.
So what we have strategized to do is to locate some centers and then locate the cart of those centers in that particular center. So maybe you have about four centers clustered into one center and the cards are located
at... The collection of the National Identification Card has started after 4 years of registration. They have combined two or three communities together at the collection point, and this has created a lot of problems where we are. There's a lot of people here who are agitated and ready to take their cards. Unfortunately, it's just one person from National Identification Authority who is doing the work. When I inquired from him, he told me that the other officials are on their way coming. They are coming from Accra. And this is so because they don't even have an office in Tema here. And so it's become difficult. People want to collect their cards. There's a very long queue here. But the problem is that the queue is not moving because it's just one person who is, you have to go through the list, look for your name. Then he verifies on the verification machine before he gives you your card. In 4 years, so most people have misplaced their receipts that was given to them at the point of registration. So I'm just talking to someone about what is going on here today and how he feels about it. What is going on here? What have you seen?
Actually, what is going on here? It is one thing. It is unpleasant thing. We are so much frustrated. We are thinking of how best we can help it out. But it looks as if they have gathered all the people to do the work here. The people in Comp 7, Comp 4, Comp 8, we are all taking our cards here, which is not right. We were thinking, why don't they even distribute the people in community so that it's really fasting up. I look as if that is not what they are doing. So we don't know where to go. Seriously, we don't know where to go. We don't know what to, some of them are working and then they've left their work and then they come here to take their cards. But because of the way the process is going, it's delaying. It's really slowing down everything. So some of them are even left because they realize that it is not going to help them. A lot of people are frustrated here. There are a lot of people are even agitating a whole lot of things here. You can see that they are really, they are beat down, seriously. They are beat down. People are frustrated. That is what is happening here. So we don't know how they will help it out because they should find an antidote to it. They should just get something to be done. There should be something to be done about this because it's not helping us. Some of us, if care is not taken, we may leave. We may leave the things to them because it's very important. But the way things are going, it is not helping us. The 10 days, I don't think it will even be because I'm looking at the whole thing, the 10 days will not be good. So I think what they have to do is maybe if they have to add another week to it, they need to help.
I have someone here also. This is Radio Ghana. What's happening here? You are collecting here a lot of people. What's happening?
Okay. The situation is very bad. You see grown-ups all over here. The elderly people, some people going to work and then they have to come here. As at now, it's 9 o'clock and they've not even started. Understanding is that even if you are going to work, you can be here up to like 12 or maybe 1. It's very bad, very bad. Some are going to work and when they come here, they are compelled to go and come back. By the time they will cruise and they get here, they have to go and also cruise. These are three. Very bad.
And people are complaining of back door. They have to pay some 5 cedis. Back door and then get their cards given to them. Guys, what should you say about having your cards?
Meanwhile, an official of the NIA at Tema, Ebenezer Nim Sapon, says he's in control of the situation. He said that officials from Accra will join him to distribute the cards.
But I hear that they've registered at different points during the registration. Now you are distributing the cards to them and then you've just given them just 1 point for about 3 or 4 communities. So is that not making the work difficult?
It's not all that difficult. We know our strength and we know that we can take care of that.
But you are the only one attending to thousands of people. Who are the other officials?
They are on their way.
And how soon are they expected to get to the ground?
Let's say in the last 10 minutes, they should be here.
And can you assure the people that they are going to get their cards?
We have been serving about close to about 400, 500 people a day. So we know that we can...
And there are allegations that people just come. People have queued from 5 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. People just come right now and then they pay some money to some people and then in some few minutes they just get their cards.
To my best of knowledge, I have not seen those things. That's the pay bribe. I have not seen. The only thing that we do is that we have a card holder that we sell. That is true city, if you are interested. It's not by force. So that one there, maybe the person might see that somebody is giving me cheese somewhere, but it's not a bribe.
That was an NIA official, Ebenezer Nim Sapon, in that interview with Dorian Ampofu.